were talking, we gave a different thing this season. And I would say that there is a book called Ben Ish Hai. The one who wrote it would be Yosef Haim. Yosef Haim was one of the greatest Geonim of the last century that we had. A very, very great man in every field of Jewish subjects. What we call Peshat, Remez, Derash, Sod. He was great in the Peshat, Gemara and Poskim. He was very, very creative man that gave a Remez for everything right away. Darush, his Derashot are the most beautiful. And he was great in Kabbalah. This man, he used to speak to the people every Shabbat. And sometimes he had in his Shabbatot 10,000 men coming to listen to him. And everybody could hear him because it was such a silent that every word he said. And he used to give the rashot. He starts on the parasha of the week. In the middle, he gives laws. Every Shabbat, he connected some laws, some of the flow, with the parasha of the week. He did it for a full year. Came a second year, he gave different halachot. The difference was, for example, the first year he spoke in Parashat Bereshit, and he started with the very beginning, Netilat Yadai. The first thing that a person, when he wakes up, what does he do? Netilat. He started talking about halachot of Netilat Yadai. And so he went on with one after another, Tefillah, Shachrit, Brachot, everything, all what there is in daily life. He came second year, he started with Shabbat. I covered here many times already things of Brachot, or things of daily life. I decided I'd take his way on the subject of the second year that he spoke to the people. I started speaking about Shabbat. We spoke about the very beginning, what goes on Friday, all the laws about Arab Shabbat. We started talking about the laws of Kabbalat Shabbat. We said about what is Pelag HaMincha, what's the time, and then we went to Arbit of Shabbat. I spoke about Kiddush, about meals on Shabbat, the setting of the table. We spoke about everything, what they put, why they put Lachem Mishneh, why they put the Kabbalah, they put 12, and so on. We spoke about exactly the setting of the table, spoke about the prayers, if a person makes a mistake, and then we were talking about all mistakes of the person. Instead of attacking Dashta, I said something else. After we finished with all this, we went to the morning, the Shachrit. In case a person didn't make Kiddush Friday night, he has to make the Kiddush on Saturday. Even if he didn't make Saturday lunchtime, he has to make it Saudah Shalishit. Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvotav Ratzavanu Shabbat Kodesho, then Mekadesh HaShabbat. He has to make the Kiddush if he missed it before. Then we finished with the Shabbat, we went to Motzei Shabbat. I spoke about Tosefet Shabbat. What Tosefet Shabbat? The mitzvah in the Torah, that a Jew should observe Shabbat not only for the day of Shabbat itself, he should add to it a little part from Friday to the Shabbat and from Saturday night, which is Sunday already, to the Shabbat. So the Shabbat will be not 24 hours, it will be at least 25 hours. It will be half an hour before, half an hour after. Not only that, the half hour, when do you start counting the Shabbat? Because usually every day, there's a day beginning of the night. The day ends with sunset. But from sunset to the beginning of the night, there's some time that's called twilight. What do you consider that twilight? Part of Shabbat or part of Friday? The Friday night, that twilight, you consider the Shabbat. And you have to add to it part before. Saturday night, the twilight, you consider it Shabbat. Don't say this is Sunday. Bisur, because we have a doubt. If it belongs to the day before or the day after, we go to make it strict. Both sides, which is Sisit Zad Safek, which is Safek, Ben HaShemashot, Safek Yom, Safek Laila. Before, you consider it later. Later, you have to consider it before. And you have to add to this time in order to make sure that you are adding on the Shabbat. Now the Shabbat will become even more than 25 pounds. It will become almost 26. This is what the Shabbat. And now today is sunset for example, 4:30. 4:30, the real night will be, say, 10 minutes to 5. All this time, 4:30 is considered Shabbat already. And you have to add to it. The same people, they add a minimum, 15 minutes. Other communities, some the 22. Some in Yerushalayim, 40 minutes, they had before. Come Saturday night, it's a 4:30 sunset, 10 to 5 is finishing the day, they say, not 4:30. And 10 to 5, you had to add on 10 to 5, another 20 minutes, and then this is already 5 something. That's why you can see that you start the Shabbat almost a few minutes after 4. You finish it after 5, that means it becomes already 25 hours instead of 24. This is the minimum. That means that the seventh Shabbat is in the Torah. Where did we learn it? There is a pasuk once said in Kippur, Erev Kippur. So in the tent, Nafshotechem v'tsha'al ha'chodesh v'arev, me'arev ad arev, shbetu shabbatechem. You said already, you make Kippur on the Asiri. What do you have? Me'arev ad arev, tishbetu shabbatechem. Tishbetu, what's tishbetu shabbatechem? You add some Shabbat of your own on it. From before and after. This is how they learn that you have to add to Sefer Shabbat, the Oraita, and Sefer Kippur, same thing. That's what, well, huh?
For all holidays?
Every Shabbat, every holiday, this is the way. Yeah, you have to add. Now, Navdala, of course, we were talking about, we reached to the Havdala. We're talking about mistakes that a person makes. If a person prayed Arbit, didn't say Havdalah, he has to, does he repeat? No, since he makes Havdalah on the wine, he doesn't repeat. But if he didn't, he doesn't have a cup of wine, he's not going to have Havdalah on wine, impossible for him to have Havdalah, he will have to repeat Amidah, say Tahananta. Now the whole idea, we don't say at the Hanantan, we don't repeat Amidah, because we rely on the wine when we make Havdalah. You don't have wine, you are not going to make Havdalah on wine. Then you need Amidah to repeat. There's another thing. Didn't say at the Hanantan, you are going to make Havdalah. You can't do any Melacha yet. Why do we do Melacha after that? Because we say at the Hanantan. But that's why ladies, if they don't say at the Hanantan, they have to wait. They can't do any Melacha. To the Hirda Avdalah. But we men can light the candles because we say at the Hanatan. If you don't say at the Hanatan, you can't light the candles. You have to say at least, Baruch HaMavdi V'Kodesh HaHol, then you light the candles, then you say the Avdalah on the wine. That means impossible. That's why you see when Shabbat Av comes Saturday night, they don't have Avdalah. Avdalah is Sunday night because Ta'anit. You can't say Avdalah. But they do Bore Me'ore, Ha'esh, and Ata, Honantanu. If they don't say Ata Honantanu, they can't say Bore Me'ore, Ha'esh. We say first Amida, Ata Honantanu, then say Bore Me'ore, Ha'esh. If you didn't say Ata Honantanu, you can't light the candle. That means in order to do Melacha, you have to make Havdalah already. In the Havdalah itself, there is 4 Berachot. What are they? Bore Pri Gefen, which is because you are going to drink wine. There is Bore Mine Besamim. Why do we take Besamim? Because a person has Neshama Yetera. We mentioned what is Neshama Yetera. When the Shabbat comes, every Jew has additional feeling in his Neshama, the feeling of the Shabbat. that they say a person gets a new neshama that he has on Shabbat. He becomes double his kedusha in him. What neshama brings the kedusha in a person. The kedusha in him in Shabbat is double than the weekdays. If he is a shomer Shabbat properly, he feels it. But if it doesn't, many times I tell you, he doesn't feel it. This is the neshama yetera. The neshama, when does the neshama leaves him and goes that extra neshama? When comes the time of the Havdalah, comes the end of Shabbat. The end of Shabbat, when comes the time, person is going to the neshama that he has, feeling bad. That neshama extra that came to her, it's going away. In order to satisfy, what is the thing that neshama gets benefit? And not the physical being, that there is enjoyment for the neshama. The smell, the odor. Because come to breathing, the neshima. That's why we say berachon besamim, like giving some consolation to the neshama that left, that the neshama left her. This is the idea of saying borei mineh besamim. Now that's why if you see, when comes Tisha B'Av, don't tell you, we don't have borei mineh besamim. Where is the sorrow? There's sadness. Now we come to the third beracha, borei me'oreh ha'esh. Why they put borei me'oreh ha'esh Saturday night? Because they say the first Saturday night that Adam Rishon was created Friday. He came Shabbat, came Motzei Shabbat. He didn't know what to do. He had no light. He looked. He started taking the stones, banging against each other till light came out, fire. And since the light, the first time Adam had an understanding to make the light was Motzei Shabbat, we, every Motzei Shabbat, we give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this light. Imagine a person without light, what would he do at night? Like a dead person during Someh Hashuv Kamet, a person who doesn't see, blind, like that, would be like blind man. This is why we say Berachah Borei Me'oreh. We come to the Avdalah. The Avdalah, the Berachah of the Avdalah is the last Berachah, the fourth. Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lechol. We are thanking Hashem that gave us the difference between holy time and unholy. Which means, in a way, Shabbat is the holy days of the week are Chol. We come then ben Or Lechoshech, between light and dark. He gave us the understanding to differentiate between time of light, time of darkness. Without the sight, we wouldn't be able to know what's the difference, light or dark. Then, ben Or Lechoshech, ben Israel La'amim, the difference between Asher B'charbanu, he chose us, he gave us the Torah, and showed the difference between Israel and the rest of the people. Which all are connected now here. Kodesh Lechol, or Lechoshech. Then Israel Amim, Israel is the Kodesh, Amim is the Chol. Israel are the Or, Amim is the Choshech. Kenei Choshech Echase Eretz, Va'arafe Le'umim, Ve'alai Chizra Hashem, Chodo Alai Chira'e. The prophet said, will come the end of days that we'll all realize that others have Choshech. They have Arafel, Fag. Va'alayich Yizrach Hashem will shine the light of God over you. Then we come ben Yom HaShevi'i, the Sheshet Maaseh, that's the last one. So we mention four Havdalot, four different things that differentiate one from the other. And must be mentioned is four. In every Havdalah we mention the four differences. Holy and unholy, light and dark. Israel and the people of the world, and the Shabbat and the weekdays. This is the Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lechol, Baruch Ata Hashem, Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lechol. It comes many, many halachot. A person doesn't have wine, doesn't have Avdalah. Can he eat or not? You can't eat without Avdalah. If he said that, Tachanan Tanu, okay. you may be able to eat. If you didn't say a tachanatanu, you can. But Chachamim said, even if you say a tachanatanu, you should have, try to make Havdalah on the kos. He can, he should wait. However, if he ate already, and then he had kos, wine, should he make Havdalah or not? If it is at night, he makes Havdalah. But if he ate, comes the morning of Sunday, because if a person did not eat yet, he has time to say Havdalah even on Sunday. If he didn't eat Sunday also, he can say the Havdalah Monday, up to Tuesday. But if he ate, he cannot say Havdalah only during the night of Motzei Shabbat. After the night is over, he loses Havdalah.
Why until Tuesday? Why not Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday?
Why not Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday,
Friday? Why only up until Tuesday?
Say the Shabbat like Menorah. What's Menorah? The Shabbat is in the middle. 3 days before Shabbat belongs the following Shabbat. 3 days after Shabbat belongs the past Shabbat. Shabbat is the center. And therefore, they say there is Ha'arat Shabbat. Person feels the light of Shabbat from Wednesday on, of the coming Shabbat. When Shabbat is over, he still has some of the light of Shabbat up to Tuesday, and not after. That's why they say, up to Tuesday, because the Wednesday will belong already to closer to the next Shabbat, not the past Shabbat. Now, after the Havdalah, it's a mitzvah for every person to make a special meal Saturday night to eat. That's called Seudah. We said before, we spoke about Shalosh Seudot. Every person must eat Shalosh Seudot on Shabbat. Why? Because we read, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the man, many things, how are you? Many things we learn already from the man. We said, Lechem Mishneh, why do we have Lechem Mishneh? Because of the man. Israel, when came Friday, every day they had a man, certain amount of Omer, but a certain measure that they had the man was given to every individual. Came Friday, they collected, they picked up, came two. They didn't understand why today is two, because Moshe did not tell them. He told them that you'll have every day one omer. Some of them, they tried to pick up more. They took more, carrying heavy load. They went home, weighing it. There wasn't any more. It all became less. It was only omer. That means he carried for nothing. He carried the part of somebody else. He just carried the load and went. And Moshe told them, don't leave anything for the next day. You know the story. They left. Some people left. Became worms. All got spoiled. Who were those people? Datan and Aviram. Everything Datan and Aviram, they tried to do exactly against what Moshe said. It came Friday. They picked up, became two Omerim. They went home, everybody has two instead of one. They went to Moshe, look what happened. Where two? Oh, Moshe said, I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you. Sure, today you will have two, from today and for tomorrow, for Shabbat. Because Shabbat tomorrow won't be. Don't go out to collect the clothes, you won't find. The Kadosh Baruch Hu will not bring man tomorrow. He's giving you today, for today and tomorrow. But tomorrow, when we left for the next day, got spoiled. So don't worry, we'll not get spoiled. And they did that. They ate one omer for that day, one omer left. Some, those that are not Aviram, what they do? They want to show that Moshe Rabbeinu is wrong. Lie. They went, they hid outside some of what they had, put it outside, that they will go and collect and say, see, there is.
Birds.
Okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent birds to eat whatever they left outside. And they came outside, they didn't find what they put. They missed on the poor. They had to have ta'anit. Birds took it. What birds did? Fulfill the wish of God. God wanted them to eat it, that the Talmud Aviram will not come to say something against Moshe Rabbeinu. And we reward the birds for that. What is it? There is a minhagim between Ashkenazim and Sephardim, different. Ashkenazim, every Shabbat that they read Parashah of the Man, they read about it. Before Saturday, they go, they take some seeds, wheat, something, they throw it on the roof, that birds should come and eat. That means they are kind to the birds because they did the mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to do. We Sephardim don't have this minhag to put, but they have a minhag that Shabbat, that they eat. The lunch of Shabbat is different from all lunches. Here they don't do it, but in Syria they did it. In Israel they do it. What do they eat? They eat chicken with wheat, the hamin, what they call bayit, or the chorn, the Maranks can see. They make it from wheat. Usually they make fasulia with meat. Now they make a chicken and wheat, and they eat it. According to the Kabbalah, when you eat something, you make tikkun, beracha on it, and that is good. Then you are saying beracha on the bird, that this is that you eat the meal with it. That is rewarding because they say everything goes on a higher level. There is four elements. The silent, then the growing things, then living things, and then human being, which because he's above all living things, he has the understanding, the neshama, that he can speak, talk, not like the rest of the animals. Now these elements, the growing things, how they go? By the ground, which is silent. Now the silent turn to be on a higher level, growing. The growing things go on a higher level when the animal eats it. The animals become on a higher level when a human being eats it. They go to being elevated because become part of a human being. That's why we said the birds, they eat it to become high on a higher level to go into the body of a human being. This is the custom, what we do. Now because of that we say, all things that we do because of the man, when comes the Motzei Shabbat, we eat three meals. Why do we eat three meals on Shabbat? Vayom Moshe, Ichluhu Hayom, Ki Shabbat Hayom LaHashem, Hayom Lo Timtzauhu Basareh. The extra omer that you had, eat it on Shabbat. And he mentioned three times Hayom. Eat it today. You won't find it today in the field. And because today is Shabbat, he mentioned so many times. To tell them, he's giving them a hint, eat three times, three meals. Divide what you have into three meals and eat one meal at night, two meals during the day. There is Saudah Shiniyah, Saudah Shilishi. That's what we made Saudah Shil. We spoke about it. Person should make Saudah Shilishi after Minha. Of course, if he is going to eat very late after coming out of Shaarei Tzion, 11:30, 12, and then there is somewhere to go, and then till he comes home, he eats Saudah Shiniyah so late, well, is he going to eat Saudah Shilishi? Especially when it is a short day like now. And therefore, they can't eat. It's mitzvah to eat Saudah Shilishi bread. How could they eat bread? Okay, they say, eat mezonot. We eat mezonot. It's not a must to do it with bread. The Saudah Shilishi, the first and second, you have to have bread. So, third, at least have mezonot. We said, when a person can afford it, he's healthy and good health, and he can eat, let him eat two, three Saudot with bread. Comes Motzei Shabbat, they say, ooh, you have to eat Saudah Rabi'it. What has to do Saudah Rabi'it? Shabbat is over. To show kavod to the Shabbat. When a queen comes to you, you make all kind of meals. You offer, the Shabbat is called the queen. Now when the queen is about to leave, you come, you make the farewell party. You make a good, big meal now. Now the Shabbat is leaving. You must escort the Shabbat with respect. And you make a special meal, that you feel still the Kedusha of the Shabbat, even after the Shabbat. This is the idea of this called Melave Malka. What's Melave Malka? Escorting the queen and leaving the house and going away. This is Seudat Rain, Seudat Melabe Malka. But they call it also the Seudah, because the first Seudah, they call it Seudat Abraham. Second Seudah, Seudat Yitzhak Avinu. Third Seudah, Seudat Yaakov. Comes the last Seudah is what? Seudat David HaMelech. Seudah Rebeit is called Seudat David HaMelech. What is Seudat David HaMelech? We know, according to our belief, tradition, that the end of days, we'll have again Umalchut bet David Meshiach Tahazirena Limkomar Bimera Biyemen. The kingdom of David will come back. The Mashiach will be Mashiach ben David. We say it many times. And we are looking forward for that time, the Geula. It's what we call Seudat David HaMelech. That is, we are looking forward for the time that will be called Shabbat all the time, not only once every 7 days. Because at that time already, in the end of days, after Tahiyat HaMetim, what will be Tzadikim Yoshvim, Ve'atotehem Ve'rashehem, Ve'ne'enim Menziv HaShekhinah. All Tzadikim are sitting, no hard work, they have all Atarot Ve'rashehem, like kings, and Ne'enim. What are they doing then? What kind of enjoyment do they have? Idleness, doing nothing? They have a lot what to have, what to enjoy. They enjoy their life from the glory of God. What kind of enjoyment we can tell? We don't know. We know that there is even tzaddikim now. When they go to Olam HaElyon, they have an enjoyment over there. One of the things they say, Eliyahu Navi is in every milah. Why is Eliyahu Navi in every milah? The Zohar said, we think that, oh, Eliyahu Navi come, we enjoy it, and we're happy. But for Eliyahu Navi is not good, so good. Why? It's written in the Zohar that when Eliyahu Navi was living here in this world, before he left, he lived many, many years. He lived over 700 years. He was living. But he was very annoyed to see the Jewish people doing wrong at the end of his life. He said, I don't want to live anymore. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu promised him that he would live for forever. And to eternity. And Eliyahu Navi said, I don't want to live. He was rebuking the people for what they were doing. Then decided one day that he's going to leave the people. And he went well to the desert. He's going there. He got tired, fell asleep under some tree. All of a sudden, an angel comes, waking him up. Hey, Eliyahu, what are you doing? Sleeping, resting. Get up and eat. He sees a meal in front of him. The malach prepared a meal for him. He said, eat. He eats a little. He said, no, eat, finish. Because you are going to walk a lot, you are not going to eat. He ate one meal. He finished the meal and started walking. He walked 40 days. 40 nights without eating. He came, tired, fell asleep. Then all of a sudden he hears God speaking to him. Man lecha po Eliyahu, what are you doing here? Why are you here? Why aren't you there with the people to teach them, to sing? He said, oh, I can't be there. I can't stand it. Kano keneti l'Hashem. I got very annoyed from them for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for your sake. Ki azivu beritecha b'nei Yisrael. Jewish people left your covenant. Started speaking harsh words against the Jewish people. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, Eliyahu, are you speaking bad about the Jewish people? They're not supposed to speak bad. You speak bad to them when you correct them. To them you can tell them, but to me? Speak good about them. I said, because you spoke bad, first of all he gave an order to go back. He said, but I don't want to live anymore. I said, okay, you don't want to live anymore? You won't stay with them. We'll let you go. But you can't die, I promise. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, we'll take you alive to heaven. And then Eliyahu Navi went alive to heaven. Alive to heaven. Who saw it? Elisha, his student. Elisha was following him. Knew that Eliyahu Navi, one day knew Eliyahu Navi is leaving this world. He was following Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi started, he wanted to hide away from him. said, going. He said, then Elisha, I'm going somewhere here. Stay here in this town. No, I don't want. I won't leave you. I want to go with you. Okay, they went. They can reach another town. He said, Elisha, stay here. I'll go somewhere here. He said, no, we're not leaving. I said, okay, the owner is, what do you want? He said, I want ask for your last request for me. Tell me what you want, and I will grant you. He said, I want you to promise me that I'll have double power than yours. He's asking the owner, I want to have power double than yours here, which means if you made one miracle, I'll make two. You made two, I'll make four. Yahu Navi, not the one tell you. I don't know, it's up to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to give it to you, why not? But I promise you one thing. Right. I'm going to leave. And if you see me when I'm leaving this world, it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to grant you. That's a request. Yahu Navi made six miracles, very big in his life. He made one person to live, he stopped the rain, he brought the rain back. Six miracles, very big, he made. And he told him, if you see me leaving, that means you'll make 12 miracles. So I said, okay, I shall follow you. All of a sudden, they reached river, stream of water. They have to cross it, but the owner, he takes his overcoat, puts it like a raft. He goes, all got dry. Got dry, they walked. They walked, he went to the other side, both of them, and Yahu Navi. All of a sudden, they see what? Chariots of fire, everything coming, all of a sudden, all this, like a storm, coming, attacking Yahu on the chariot. And the chariot going up and up and up to heaven. And while Yahu was going up to heaven, his overcoat fell down, dropped. Elisha picked it up. Now he sees and Elisha started crying. Avi, Avi, Rechev Yisrael Parasha, he called Elisha and Yahu. My father, because he was his teacher. And you are the chariots of the Jewish people, the fighter. Okay, and Yahu left. He comes. Elisha comes, he wants to go back, all the water again. All the Nevi'im, the others that were with them before they didn't cross, they stayed the other side. Elisha comes, they want to see what will happen to Elisha now. Elisha takes that overcoat, and he does the same thing. He puts it, all the water dries, and he crosses. Kaboom, all the students say, here it is. Elisha took the place of Eliyahu Navi. Okay. This we know that Yahu went. What happened? Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, Yahu, you said, Azevu beritecha b'nei Yisrael, they left your covenant. From now on, every time that the Jewish people will make berit milah, you'll have to be there and come back to me, testify that they are keeping the berit, they are doing mitzvat berit milah, and testify the opposite of what you said in your lifetime. Which means that Kadosh Baruch Hu ordered him, seems to be a punishment. What a wonderful punishment. Sweet. What is it? Everybody would say, I wish I would be invited to every Milah and every to be in that party. But Yahu Navi, the punishment that they all waiting for him to be in every Berit Milah, Yahu Navi, when he comes. You see, always a joke and that. Berit Milah is delayed and that. What's the matter? So Yahu Navi didn't come yet. They wait for Yahu Navi. Yeah. Eliyahu Navi has to be, that's punishment. What punishment? That's the biggest reward. So, Eliyahu Navi, before he comes here to see in the Milah that they do it, where is he? He's with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's on the highest level enjoying the glory of God. That's what I say, that enjoyment, we don't know what it is. When we come back, Azad Hashem, God will give us all the possibility to have this enjoyment, Nehenim Ziv Shechina. What can't he see is what the Gaon Navi, and the Gaon Navi, he has to stop having that enjoyment. So he goes to another enjoyment, happiness. No? But meantime, he's losing that much greater enjoyment that there is. That's the punishment for Gaon Navi. And punishment and a way of a reward too. This is, we are coming to Saudi Arabia eat. We know that the end of days. That's why you see what they sing on Matzai Shabbat. There are songs on Matzai Shabbat about Eliyahu HaNavi. We talk Saudi Arabia eat, David HaMelech, Melaveh Malkah. And we sing all about Eliyahu HaNavi because Eliyahu HaNavi is bringing the message to the Jewish people about the end of days. Traditionally, we say before the Mashiach will come, 3 days before that, Eliyahu HaNavi will come. One shofar will be blown, that will be heard all over the world. Then they ask him, how would we know the Mashiach comes? When you see that the Eliyahu Navi comes, and you hear the shofar all over the world, one shofar that comes 3 days before, when at that time that everybody will know, there's no doubt anymore. They will know. They tell me, how would we know that this is the Mashiach? When there is nobody that has a doubt about it, this is the Mashiach. If there is anybody who has a doubt, that's not the Mashiach yet. This is what we do on Matzei Shabbat. All our prayers, everything, we look forward. Therefore they say, Saudi Arabia is very important. And if a person Saudi Arabia, they come to the Midrash and say, person who eats Saudi Arabia, he has a certain bone here in the back of the neck. That means the top of the spine. That bone that there is over there is enjoying taking some kind of benefit from that Sauda. The person eats Sauda Rebbe, this bone will never turn into dust after the burial stays. From this bone will be like the dough, the yeast, that the body comes back again to Tahiyyat HaMetim. If a person has this bone remaining, he is going to be built again the way he was before he passed away, and he gets up Tahiyyat HaMetim from his grave to enjoy the time of the Mashiach. But they say if a person does it, they call it Neskoy. The Gemara says that bone is called Neskoy in the back of the neck. Which means Saudi Arabia is important. I'm not talking about people who are not feeling well. People sick. So they can't eat even Saudi Shlishit. How could they eat Saudi Arabia? Some people, they can't eat even Saudi Shniya. But I say, people who are in good health and they're supposed to eat, not those who are petulim because of sickness, they should try to make Saudi Arabia. This is the only day that they have in Jewish tradition four Saudat. Usually they have three Saudat every day. This time, four Saudat. French people, they say, they have midnight snack. Now we have, this is Saudat every day.
How about Saudat every day? You're supposed to have a mochi also?
It's better. When you score, you make a big party then. But if a person can't, at least, to eat mezonot.
You go to the bagel store Saturday night, it's mezonot. If you think about it, over there, having bagel, will you ever go there on Saturday night? Everybody's buying bagels.
They make mazonot because they try to let you get rid of pakata mazonot together. Our fathers used to do the opposite. They waited when they will have pakata mazon. We are living in a different generation today. They want everything short, 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 cut it short. They're always in a hurry to go to business, to go that. Oh, I have to have pakata mazon so long. But our fathers used to find, bring me bread, I want to say B'kat HaMazon, I want to gain four berachot, because a Jew must say 100 berachot every day. Every day there is, it's easy to have 100 berachot. Why? We have 57 in Amidah. We have B'chot HaShachar. We have B'chot Kriyat Shema. We have a meal every day. Not one meal, three meals. You figure there is more than 100. The difficult time is when? Shabbat. What do we have? Amidah, instead of 19, there's only 7. Becomes 3 Amidah, 21, imagine. From 57 went down 21. That's why, what they do, they bring damen, they bring food, they bring besamim, in and out all the time, they eat again and again. They try to complete their 100 berachot. This is the idea. We say berachot, but today they try to save themselves from saying beracha. Those days, the Gemara said, Bo'ur'eh, come and see the difference. Gemara said, in the time of the Gemara, not us. Bo'ur'eh, ma ben dorot rishonim ledorot ahronim. The Chachamim of the Gemara said, look at the difference between us and the rabbis who were before us, the Tanaim. They were much greater than us. Say, why? Because the other the Rishonim, they were looking when they would have a mitzvah to do it. They want to do Maaseh, they want to... He said, we are looking, how can we do something that we shouldn't give Maaseh? How? Because the Maaseh, when you are Hayab the Maaseh, if you have a crop, you have to give 10% to the Levi. When do I have to give 10% of it? If Ra'a Peneh bite, if the crop was brought into the house. But if it doesn't come through the house directly from the field to the house, it's not Hayab. They come, they ask the question, how about it comes to the house, but it doesn't come directly. How? Will come to the roof. It won't come through the door. It's Patum in Ma'aseh. And he said, we try to see that we'll not give Maaseh, we bring it to the roof. They said, to say, said, our partner is the opposite. They wanted to bring it in order to give Maaseh. Same thing with Berachot. Our partner is trying to say Berachot. And they insisted. Style of life altogether changed. I remember when I came here, living here, they did exactly like in Syria. People sit down, they prayed every morning. After the prayer, sit down, they read Chokli Israel. Then they read a little bit with the rabbis. They went, they left 8:30, they left the shul. Coming 6 o'clock, they leave 8:30. They go home, they have their meal. 9 o'clock they go. By the time they reach 10 o'clock, start the day 10 o'clock. In Syria also, the day of work started 10 o'clock, not 7, 8 o'clock. And 4 o'clock, the day was over, day of war. They come 4 o'clock, where they go? They run to the shul. Run to the shul, if it is summer days. They sit down, they read Torah for 2 hours. Then they pray Mincha and Arvit. If it's winter, they pray Mincha and Arvit. Then they sit down, they read Torah for 2 hours, and there they go. That was the way of life. They didn't rush right away to go, and they want to run. We have no time, hurry up. You have the bagel, Ms. or not? Quick. You don't have? I'm sorry, I don't want the bread. He wants to go. He will eliminate eating because he doesn't want to last long. He's in a hurry. He's lucky if he will sit down to read 20 minutes, something, Hakutel or Sha'ul, for 20 minutes, and they run the right away. They tell you, listen, you have Sha'ul, 30 minutes, 45 minutes the most. More than that, they can't. They have to run right away. And not by train. Those that used to go by train, no? Even the Asherim. I remember when I came here, Mr. Isaac Shalom, where did he go? He went by train to the business. Only when he got sick, heart attack, after that, he started going by car. But before that, I was on the train once. Mr. Shalom was there next to me, and he fell asleep. Somebody came to me and said, who is this man? I said, Mr. Isaac Shalom. He said, this is Mr. Isaac Shalom himself? I said, yes, this is Mr. Isaac Shalom. He said, he's in the train like this? I said, yeah. He went every day from the train to his office, to the business. I said, yeah. Who did go today? They go by train, by car, and they try to do it faster, cutting it short. They're always running. And ratzim, a man always running. Mizachar, Mizachar, he runs to Amala Shal Torah. But there is no Zechut, he runs to Amar Olam Hazeh. There is Amar Olam Hazeh. This is what we have. When people dedicated themselves to Torah and Mitzvot, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave them Parnasah. They found their panasa from 10 o'clock to 4. Today, they tell you, you can't, listen, competition, you have to learn, that. Impossible. All the Hashem, they all lived very nicely, happily. They didn't have to work so hard as today. Today, they have to work harder. What can we do? This is the life. That's all this I'm coming back to say. Kiyuma mitzvot, it's very important. So Seudah Rabi'it has so many things about it, about the Geulah, speaking about the Leon Navi, to show you how important it is, since we say Seudah Rabi'it for David HaMelech, and David HaMelech, the question of Geulah, Mashiach David, and therefore we talk about the Leon Navi, Leon Navi coming to tell us a special messages, and they say Leon Navi is sitting in Gan Eden and Matzei Shabbat, waiting to see when the Jewish people making the Seudah Rabi'it and talking about him, and he wants the people to awaken, to come, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send him to bring the message to Am Yisrael.
So that Shemit, which is, you know, Shabbat lunch, how important is it to have meat?
How important?
To have meat.
I'll tell you. You read in Pizmon, Ki Ishmara Shabbat. Lechem v'yayin tov, v'yayin tov, v'yayin tov, basar v'dagim. Which means, if you want to respect the Shabbat, you show that